Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Travel Tuesday, sponsored by Pre-Flight Airport Parking. Traveling with babies and toddlers can be tough, but with proper planning, the experience can be smoother for everyone. Joining us with some suggestions is Cindy Richards, editor-in-chief of SheBuysTravel.com, based in Chicago. Cindy, thank you for joining us today. And boy, this brings back a lot of memories, Cindy, of when we took our kids on an airplane for the very first time. Our oldest, who is going to turn 12 in just a couple of weeks, she flew for the very first time shortly before her first birthday, and she was a champ. And the way she was a champ all the way down to Orlando was that we packed a lot of snacks, and that could be your secret weapon when traveling with babies and toddlers.
Absolutely. Your first trip or any trip on an airplane with kids is not the time to be stingy about snacks or about the electronics. So load up the iPad with the movies they like, buy them some kid-friendly headphones, because even if they're kids, they're not going to be able to watch the iPad with the movie up on so everyone can hear it. So buy them some kid-friendly headphones and have them practice with the headphones before you leave home so they think they're cool and they can use them. You don't want to be on the plane and have your kid throw a temper tantrum because he doesn't want to put the headphones on, and then the flight attendant says you can't watch the movie.
Absolutely. If you are a parent of very young children, imagine planning for a flight much in the same way that the astronauts would prepare for a trip to the space station. You have to rehearse everything ahead of time, and yes, you have to make sure that if you're downloading movies, make sure they are actually on the iPad and not only in the cloud accessible with Wi-Fi, because once you're on the airplane, either you're stuck or you're paying for the Wi-Fi, and that's an $8 you'd rather not spend. And also, yeah, you're right, practice how the headphones work so they know how to use them before they're in the air.
Absolutely. And tell them what it's like to go through TSA. It can be a scary prospect for adults. So if you're three and you're going through that big scary machine, it can be really scary. If they're babies, it's a little easier because you just carry them through TSA. You have to put the stroller and all of that paraphernalia through the X-ray machine. And you know what? Actually, TSA does a really great job with families. You can go on their website and you get a lot of information about traveling with kids. If you have special needs kids, they have special accommodations for them. So you can go on the TSA website and get a lot of information about traveling, especially with little ones. And the thing a lot of people don't understand or know is that you can bring infant formula and breast milk through as long as you let TSA know what it is. They recommend you put it in glass bottles rather than bags or things like that. It's easier for them to analyze it through their machine. And the other thing that people don't think about when they're traveling with babies on a plane is you got to figure out the diaper thing. We have a whole story by one of my amazing writers on She Buys Travel that tells you everything you need to know about changing diapers on a plane. She's done it through four kids, and she is an expert. And there are a lot of things in there that you wouldn't think of, but the two that I want your listeners to know is bring large Ziploc bags. They're your friend for locking in all of those odors that nobody wants to smell, including you and definitely your neighborhood passengers. And don't ever, 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 please, please don't ever change your baby on the seat back tray table. And yes, people do it.
Yeah, I was going to say, there are probably a million stories about people doing what they have to do on the airplane, especially if their infant needs to be changed. But that's a very good suggestion, and we will steer people to She Buys Travel to make sure that they get the full rundown on how they can change a diaper on the airplane without offending their fellow passengers and without changing the baby on the tray table. But I felt, though, that I thought my kids kids became seasoned travelers and passed with flying colors when, 3 years ago, we were stuck on the tarmac at O'Hare for about 90 minutes. We were waiting for our gate to open up. The kids were great. They were quiet. They just kept watching their movie on the iPad the entire time. It was another adult on the plane who had a very hard time with waiting 90 minutes. So I was like, great. A second grader managed this delay much better than an adult. And I think they earned their wings that day.
It happens. I'll tell you, it definitely happens. Snacks and movies work with kids. Unfortunately, they don't always work with adults.
Cindy Richards, editor-in-chief of SheBuysTravel.com in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Join us at this time tomorrow for Personal Finance Wednesday. And still to come, Meta is set to debut its latest model of smart glasses, a device it spent many years and a lot of money developing.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.